is the Tom Likas Show.
I'm calling in regards to the Tim Likas Show.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Mad people.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Glad you hung around, because we are joined as we are every Tuesday live at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, by attorney Adam Sachs, who this week appears as divorce attorney Adam Sachs.
Right.
Good to see you, Adam.
Hey, Tom. What's going on?
Not much. What's happened?
I don't know, man. I'm trying, Tom. I really am. I'm hanging in.
Understood.
I was thinking about this Philip Seymour Hoffman going down the drain.
Yes.
As we now call him, Philip Seymour Heroin.
Yes.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, Tom, you were teasing me, and you said, I said something about relationships, and you said that I was a romantic. And I think something's happened, Tom. I'm pretty sure about this. I want to talk about the very sorry state of men today, that guys are really girly men, like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, I more than anyone would believe.
No, but there's a whole different psychology now, and it has to be very much what you said in the past about how this is the first generation of men who've been raised by single mothers.
Yes.
And what's really fascinating, and this is something I want to talk about tonight, is that how guys, amazingly, are very hesitant to get divorced. They don't follow through. They don't want to pull the trigger. They don't want to be nasty. They won't let me do my worst, you know? And what's amazing is that women are just the opposite.
Yes.
Women are vicious. They're unbelievable. And a woman will, she'll try to love the guy as far as she can. But when she knows that the marriage is definitely over, it's no holds barred. You know, it's a really, she goes absolutely bananas.
Yep.
And I was,
and wouldn't you say that's because women have way more to gain when they get divorced than men do?
Well, they have to gain and we have to lose.
Right. So
I thought the guy would be a little more protective or whatever. What's interesting, and I was thinking about some of the racial comments you and I made recently.
Yes.
I was feeling guilty about it. One of the most interesting groups, which I think you'll appreciate this, Tom, we talked about police and so forth, but a very interesting group that I deal with a lot here in Southern California is soldiers. And we have, like, big bases or whatever in the Navy and so forth, in the Army, and, like, San Diego and elsewhere. And what's really interesting is that they get screwed the worst. They really do. And you talked about it in the past about how, you know, when they go far away, it's scary. They want to have someone to write home to or whatever, which makes sense. But when you talk about the way that soldiers think and the way that they're trained and so forth, they think about courage and duty and honor and country, and, you know, these are foreign words to your average woman, you know? And I talk to a lot of guys, and they literally call me from Afghanistan and so forth. And they say, you know, okay, I want to file the divorce, but I don't want to be an asshole. You know?
Why not?
No, they're really, really sensitive. Like,
I love to be an asshole.
No. I respect this woman, and I gotta, you know, and I go, isn't she, I thought you said she was fucking your neighbor, you know? Well, she is, you know, but we gotta treat her right, you know, and I don't want you, unleashing the darkness on her or whatever. And it's amazing because women don't think twice about it. You know, there's this funny thing, you know, I don't know if people connect it, but the guy on Two and a Half Men, when I was a teenager, he was in this movie and he was Ducky. You know, John Cryer?
John Cryer, yes.
What's the movie that he was Ducky?
I don't know, but he was a member
like
of the Brat Pack.
Pretty
he was
in
Pink
all those
or something.
Movies.
He was in Pretty in Pink, one of those. Yes, he was.
Anyways, so he apparently, after getting involved in having a child and being married to this woman who was an actress, and he was an actor, but they were both, like, you know, not very successful, right? Anyway, he ends up becoming this big star, making a fortune of money. She ended up going nowhere, okay? And so after all these years, he finally stopped having to pay her alimony, which was really a lot. and he's paying her $8,000 a month in child support.
Oh, my.
Okay? And she apparently hasn't worked in years. Well, anyway, so how did she thank him for this $8,000 a month, Tom?
Took him back to court?
She took him back to court.
There we go.
She wanted the $8,000 raised to, brace yourself, wait for it, $88,000
a month. Because you know how much those juice boxes are costing these days.
Oh, yeah, you know it. Just can't raise kids these
days. Anybody who's been to Walmart knows how much it costs for a juice box.
Yeah, you just can't raise a kid on $8,000 a month these days, Tom.
No, not anymore.
No, but she was saying, it's really fascinating when you talk about, you know, the pure nerve of it, you know? I mean, if let's say I'm making $8,000 a month and I come into you, the new normal, Tom, and I say, okay, Lycus, I need a raise, you know? You give me an extra 10%, right? Maybe 20%, right? You bump me from $8,000 to $10,000 or $12,000, right? No. She wants $88,000, right? So that's like, you know.
1,000% increase.
There you go.
Nice.
So anyway, it was turned down. But it shows you the level of understanding and kindness and appreciation and respect that she had for the man who is, of course, the father of her child.
Right.
They always carry on about, you should respect the mother of your child, yeah? Well, what the fuck am I? I'm the father of your child, for God's sake.
By the way, my opinion is that if the judge says $88,000, here's what happens. You take receipts for everything she bought for the kid and present those, and whatever's left after you subtract that from $88,000 goes into a trust fund
for the kid. It's not going to work.
It would work. They're not going to do it.
You know, what's amazing is that, and you've talked about this with me in the past, Tom, when you get audited, which is a freaking nightmare, and there was even a special kind of audit they used to do. I think they don't do it anymore, but it was like every single line has to be justified.
Right.
And people come with a shoebox and they want to see the receipt for the $12.50 of whatever you bought. And you got to show every single thing. And generally speaking, if you work for a company, you have an expense account, you have to expense out, you have to show what you spent it on. You have to be very accurate. And, you know, the company can accuse you of basically stealing from them and theft of whatever for, you know, fudging the numbers or rounding off or whatever. Here is the one instance where a woman gets a check for $8,000, tax-free, by the way, and she doesn't have to account for it at all.
So, wait, the husband or the father of the kid, he does have to, that's post-tax income, yeah, I'm taking.
Where did he get it from? I don't know. He didn't find it.
Right. So he has to pay taxes on it.
That's right.
And she gets a tax-free check.
He gives it to her, and he can't write it off. He can't deduct it, and it goes. It's revenue neutral as far as the government's concerned.
Yeah.
So she gets 96,000 a year. What would that, to make that, you'd have to earn 150 or more, right?
When you're getting up into that region, you might have to make almost 200,000 because you're getting up to the 50% tax bracket when you're getting up over 100,000.
And by the way, Tom, I've seen the bottom fall out on these women when they finally had the kid turn 18. And they call me, and they've been living off the child support all these years, and now it's going to zero because the kid's, you know, an adult, and they say, how can I get it extended?
Right.
I go, didn't you save any of it? Didn't you invest any of it? Yeah, a woman, Tom?
No. They had to invest that in handbags.
Oh, yeah, shoes.
Nanny patties, because they have to attract the next victim.
Yeah, the next sucker, I'd say.
Right.
The problem is that, you know, if they don't spend it on the kid, and we hope they do, but there's no accounting for it. If they're buying shoes or cocaine or whatever, it doesn't matter.
That's
right. No one's checking on it.
I always picture the woman buying Jack Daniels for her new motorcycle riding boyfriend.
The child support check to come.
That's right. Look, honey, my child support check is here. Let's go out to dinner tonight.
I have a fairly tragic one now, Tom, where I represent the father, and he has the child support checks, which are pretty large, that he gives to the ex-wife. Mm-hmm. And he was looking at the back of the check, and she endorses it to her boyfriend, gives it to him. He puts it in his account.
Really?
Yes. Love you, honey.
And that's totally legal, is it?
Yeah, see, that's the craziness of it.
That's unbelievable.
The other thing that we've seen, Tom, is when a woman was getting child support for a child while the case was pending, and then we proved that the child actually was not of the guy who they thought it was. And so he stops paying child support, okay, but he already was paying her for a year or two. So does he get that money back? Well, of course not.
But that's another thing. Here's my question for you about that. Like, if you embezzle from a company, or if you steal from a company, or, and they find out, or if you steal from an organization,
One of these guys that make like fake invoices, right?
Yeah. But you get punished, and you have to pay them back. You have to compensate.
Of course.
But a woman who lies to you, successfully convinces you this is your kid. Years later, you find out it's not your kid, but you've been paying all these years. You don't have to pay. She doesn't have to pay back one penny.
What's funniest about it is that there's always the sympathy on the woman, and that is something very cultural. They were talking during News for Guys. Gary and Dino were talking about the same lie that we heard. And by the way, Obama was saying it last week about how women make 70 cents for every dollar that a man makes and all that.
Right.
And, I mean, Mike Farrell, who I know is a guest on the show many times.
Yes.
Wrote a fantastic, definitive, I mean, fucking definitive book on that. Where, I mean, hundreds of pages with study after study, he put it to bed. Okay?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's a great book. It's brilliant. It's Why Men Earn More. And the bottom line is that here it is all these years later, and it's still being repeated as though it's
that's
true.
That's not Mike Farrell. That's Warren Farrell.
I always call him.
Mike Farrell is on MASH.
Do you know, I think I said this to you in our first meeting.
Yes. Dr. Warren Farrell.
Excuse me.
He's been on the show so many times, I want to give him credit where credit is due. By the way, Mike Farrell was a guest on the show several times, but Mike Farrell went from being an actor to being an activist.
Okay.
So he started appearing on TV shows. And you're seeing the guy, and you think, that was a nice guy on MASH. I really like that guy.
I think he's
a hardcore, complainer.
I think the first time I met you, we had lunch together, and I was talking about Mike Farrell. I was embarrassed. You said, Adam, I think you mean Warren Farrell.
Right.
I don't know what I was doing.
Warren Farrell's a listener. We wouldn't want to find out. We were giving the guy from MASH credit for what he wrote. Yes, Why Men Earn More. He's been on the show with that book many times.
The point is that somehow, honestly, the truth doesn't matter. That's the bottom line. It's not that important. And we as men are sentimentalists. That's the thing that you were teasing me that I was saying before, that how, you're a romantic. On some level, when women throw tantrums and when they do all this bull that we're talking about, guys are willing to laugh it off. Guys say, oh, come on, give her a break. Look how cute she is,
Mm-hmm.
I know she, screwed my friend, but she didn't mean it, It's okay. No big deal. When you think about guys that were in real warfare situations in like Afghanistan and Iraq, and they come back and they go, this training or whatever, they could grab this woman and break her neck, when she's like standing there, this little thing, 5'2", and she's cursing right in his face, and she's telling him she screwed the neighbor, and she, the kid isn't his, and all this other stuff, and men exercise unbelievable patience. And I saw a comedian talking about this, how women know that it's socially unacceptable to hit a woman. And so, whereas a guy knows he can't go too far because he's going to end up getting clocked, a woman doesn't feel that same kind of thing. And what ends up happening, particularly in these cases, I'm putting the pedal to the metal and I'm trying to take it very seriously, and the guys will literally warn me off. And they'll tell me, hey, you're really upsetting her. And I go, what? Like, what are you talking about? You're worried about upsetting her? Who cares about upsetting her? And this is just what it comes down to now, Tom.
Unbelievable.
I think we have to, reclaim masculinity or something. Like, maybe we have to do that. Maybe we have to, like that thing that you were doing at the Will Turn, where you only had, only guys could come, as I recall.
Uh-huh.
But not legally speaking. I guess you could have brought a woman, right? But it was, not advised, as I recall.
Yes.
We got to start taking guys, fishing or something. Start doing, what are male activities?
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Well, nowadays, what are male, what are female activities? You got,
You said male spaces, right?
You don't even have male spaces anymore. You used to have male spaces. Now you don't have male spaces anymore.
Right.
I mean, steakhouses now have been feminized, vaginized. when I was a kid, and you grew up in the New York area, a place like Gallagher's on 52nd Street. Gallagher's, mahogany walls, dark lighting, brown drinks, 32-ounce pieces of meat that would clog your fucking colon. And now steakhouses are in your local mall.
I like it when they put the thing with the bird.
They wrap your leftovers in tin foil in the shape of a swan.
Oh, that's so cute.
They've got fruity drinks. They've got sushi. That's not what a steakhouse was when I was growing up.
Tom.
What the fuck? They've got high chairs with coloring books. What the fuck?
God.
I go to a steakhouse so I can be with the guys, drink heavy, eat heavy, have fun. And now
you gotta call headquarters and see if it's okay.
Oh, Jesus. kills me. It absolutely kills me. So I don't think there are any male spaces anymore. You know, women have gotten into private clubs. Women have gotten into golf clubs, tennis clubs, country clubs. It used to be you could associate with whomever you wanted to, and now, forget it.
There has to be some kind of balance. What's interesting that I see from the other side, and if you read any kind of women's magazines and advice columns and so forth, is that women don't like it either. That's the joke. Women are actually saying, that song, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? And they're saying, where are the macho men? I want
right?
a real man. Women always say this. Unbelievable.
Right.
So sick and tired of these guys I'm dating. I want a real man.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? Wait a second. I thought you wanted us to be sensitive and be able to cry and all that. What happened to that?
Right. Right.
That turned out to be a turnoff?
They want their sons to cry.
Uh-huh.
But then they want to meet a real man.
I see.
You know, a dick. That's what they want to meet.
I guess.
An asshole. They get, where have all the cowboys gone?
So, where have all the cowboys gone?
Yeah. Well, they were raised by single mothers.
Well.
They're all a bunch of fucking emos who listen to Arcade Fire. That's what they are.
Anyway, there's a guy called me the other day, Tom, that he got married, and the woman insisted on doing a covenant marriage.
Yes.
And this is in certain states, apparently. Not California, but I think Texas and Arizona and some others. So what this is that you agree to this marriage that's much, much more difficult to get a divorce in the context of.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck would you do that?
I wouldn't.
I said to him, why did you do that? He's like, I don't know. I mean, come on. You know, when you talk to a child and you say, why'd you do this bad thing? And the kid's like, I don't know, you know? I mean, you're talking to an adult who's throwing his life away.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, did you see this thing in, I'm gonna ask you about this. I think you read this more carefully than me. That, I think in Colorado, before you got married, this is after you smoke all the marijuana, that's all legal everywhere, like it's Amsterdam and Colorado now. But when you're all done with that, apparently they want you to take classes before you get married.
Oh, I think that's great.
Now, who's going to make these classes? I picture it like that thing that you were talking about you went to with this butch lesbian. And she goes, listen to me, you fucking rapists. Let me show you how to be married.
Right.
You got to respect a woman, goddammit. And you got to cook and clean for her. And you got to show her that you appreciate her every day. How's that? Who's setting the curriculum there?
Well, that's a good question. But, you know, that's what they do. They're going to teach about marriage. First of all, I believe, now I know this was just being done to make a political point, but, you know, there was a state legislator in Oklahoma who, he was opposed to gay marriage, so his solution was to ban all marriage.
And why is the state involved in marriage anyway?
They shouldn't be.
I couldn't agree more.
You know, you want to get married, go to your local church and have them marry.
Absolutely, have at it.
Well, why is the city or the municipality where you live
the
involved in marriage?
Secretary of State, Tom.
Right.
I mean, that's corporate then partnerships. Why,
exactly.
Why am I getting a raised seal from the Secretary of State
that's
of my state?
That's right.
It's nonsense.
You know, because as it is, look, the only thing the state should be looking out for is the welfare of children. If they're going to look out for that.
And they don't do it very well, by the way.
I mean, you don't have to be married to have kids or to be paying child support or to be harassed about how you raise your kids. You can do that without being married. So why does the state need to be married at all? Why are we wasting the time of judges, justices of the peace, city clerks, of whatever, marrying people, filling out paperwork for them? What is the point of this? You know, they don't even make you anymore. It used to be back 50 years ago. You couldn't get married without a blood test to see
right,
if you had the clap.
Right.
Right? And now they don't even require that anymore.
Yeah, they got rid of that.
What is it all about? I don't understand. You don't have to have an AIDS test. You don't have to have an STD test of any kind. You can have kids without being married. You can have sex without a license. So what is the point of it anymore?
There was this case that I studied in law school, I remember very well, where this woman was a very religious Catholic, and her husband had divorced her in the courts or whatever of their state. I think it was New York, but it doesn't matter, you know. And she was objecting to the divorce. She said, I don't believe in divorce. In my religion, there's no such thing, so we cannot get divorced. So ultimately, it went to, like, the higher courts or the Supreme Court or whatever it was. And they said, okay, you know what? You know, legally, you're divorced in our state. But if you want to consider yourself still married spiritually, in other words, in the context of your religion and God, you're free to do so. So if you think about it, it's the same argument except the opposite. Here, why is the state making you get married? If you want to be married and you go in front of a priest or a rabbi or a reverend or whatever, and they say that you're married and they give you a certificate, then you're married. Why does it have to be something that the state gets involved in? And then taking it a step further, having secular marriage. You know, a lot of countries in the world don't have that at all. They just don't do that. And they're right.
They are right.
So this guy in Oklahoma, I mean, if you look at how the issue of gay marriage has really torn this country apart,
mm-hmm.
where people are so upset about it.
Right.
And it's like, what are you, out of your freaking minds? Give me a break. And it's like, people are so angry, but they're not asking the important question. Not whether you should have gay marriage, but whether marriage should be something that the state gets involved in at all.
Well, it's a partnership thing. I mean, you're really, I don't care what they say, when you get married, you're forming a corporation.
But gays already had partnerships, Tom. There were laws in California where they were allowing them to have different kinds of, agreements and so forth that related to living together, and they were even able to have health care and whatnot. They weren't saying, no, we don't want to have this cohabitation bullshit. We want to be married, and that's important. And they actually crossed that. And by the way, Tom, I think I told you this. I've been doing gay divorces left and right.
Already?
Of course. What do you think?
Left and right?
Yeah, plenty, Tom. Don't worry.
Really?
Listen, it's good business for lawyers, let me just say, okay?
Oh, I'm sure
but
it is.
But the point is like you said, gays had the ultimate out, right?
They did. My God, I wish I could say to a chick, hey, I'd love to marry you.
I really want to, sweetie.
The minute it's legal, we can have that conversation, honey.
I think that there were some straight couples, if I'm not mistaken. Brad Pitt had some line where he said, we'll get married when anyone can get married.
Right.
I like that. I'm going to tell that to a woman, you know?
Well, too late now.
I'd love to marry you, sweetheart, but as long as my gay friends are discriminated against, I can't get involved in it, you know?
Right.
I don't know if that works.
Well, you do what you have to do, you know, but I think it's fabulous. I'll say anything I have to say to get them off my back. Mostly what I say is goodbye.
Ooh.
Goodbye.
Well, that's the shortest one.
Nice knowing you.
Really? Get married?
Good luck getting married.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Good for you. Good luck getting married. Good luck.
So why do they want it so bad, Tom?
They want it so bad because of the lovely parting gifts you get at the end of the game.
You know, in all fairness, I don't think it's a very good deal for women either. When you look at women now today who are out-earning men, okay, who are getting more educated than men, okay, and you see that thing by Warren Farrell that
yes.
talks about that there really isn't an income inequality or whatever. I mean, the truth of the matter is that in the end of the day, I've seen a lot of women, this is not a joke, Tom, who have real slackers for husbands, okay, where the wife is working her ass off as like a registered nurse in some hospital doing the night shift, mm-hmm. plus she works during the day, plus she's making the meals and taking care of the kids, and hubby has been unemployed for 3.5 years, is sitting there on the couch scratching his balls, watching television and drinking a beer, okay, it's not exactly a great arrangement for her either, I think.
That's exactly right.
I'm surprised they don't know it.
Let's take a break here, and let's tell everybody that Adam is here, Adam Sachs, attorney Adam Sachs. He's here. He's sitting here in the studio, and he is here to answer your questions about family law. If you're getting a divorce, if you're thinking about getting a divorce, maybe you're separated, maybe you've got kids, maybe you're worried about custody, maybe you're worried about how much you're going to have to pay for those kids ultimately. Maybe, who knows what, you're thinking about a prenuptial agreement, a postnuptial agreement. Maybe you've got one of those restraining orders that are going around. Just call this number right now and get free legal advice from Adam Sachs right now. Call this number, 901-3000-TOM is the telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. You can call us here right now at 901-3000-866.
So, how do you like our
little internet project
now? 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
We've been encouraging some of the small and medium-sized businesses out there to advertise on our show because radio has pretty much let them know they're not welcome with really high prices on their commercials. And our friends at Kelly Controls, they heard our call when we said, hey, small and medium-sized businesses, step it up. And here's Kelly Controls for all your industrial, electric, and system integration services throughout California. You just call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. Now, Kelly Controls specializes in PLC, automation, SCADA systems, variable frequency drives,
instrumentation, and process and motion control. Kelly Controls can help you complete your project and get your equipment up and running quickly and professionally. All you have to do is call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. You got that? 661-294-8000. Or you can visit them online at kellycontrols.com. And let me spell Kelly for you. K-E-L-L-E-Y, controls.com.
We're here with Dr. Skanky Poon. He's the director of testicular abnormalities at the Poonjai Center for Ball Health. Doctor, what can you tell us about tiny ball syndrome?
Oh, totally tiny. Terribly tiny balls.
Yes, it's tiny ball syndrome.
Terribly tiny, totally tiny balls.
Well, you heard the doctor.
Very tiny.
Don't let it happen to you.
Tiny, tiny balls.
Humor is faster, harder. New normal rock.
Okay, boys, let's talk about step-ups. That's Step-Up's top-quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where Step-Ups come in. With Step-Ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95, and not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking on air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show. A bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. You lucky dog. You stayed around or you came in at the right time. And I'm here with attorney Adam Sachs. He's here with free legal advice for people who have questions about family law, about divorce, about separation, about child custody, child support. You know the drill. Here's your chance right now to talk to Adam at 901-3000-TOM. Again, he's here live with free legal advice for you. You call here at 901-3000-TOM. We always recommend you don't wait till the end of the hour, that you call us as early as possible. And that's how you get on the fast. So if you're thinking about calling in, now's the time. 901-3000-866. Greg in Santa Clara, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Tom?
Not much.
Hey, Greg, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Adam? Hey, I got an issue, and hopefully maybe you can help me out. I'm not sure if you can answer all my questions.
I'll try.
Over the air, but I have two sons. I got divorced in 2000, and I had two sons, and one of my sons died. He was actually a U.S. Marine.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
And he was killed overseas in Afghanistan.
No, that's terrible, man.
And,
I'm really sorry to hear that.
I have some arrears on my child support, and the child support in California, I'm actually, because the way my order is written, it's $333 per child. And even though my son died, they still make me pay his amount.
Well, why did you get into an arrearage? What happened?
Accounting. Basically, my wife, she remarried a gentleman who was in the military. He was in the Army. They moved out. They moved around a lot. Hawaii, Alabama, Georgia, Kansas, back to Hawaii. And the accounting between states got messed up. And then also she was double dipping. Because the accounting got messed up, she went and made claims to social services and got food stamps and assistance.
Right.
While still collecting child support.
Right. You'll have to pay that back as well.
Excuse me?
You can sometimes have to pay that back too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I'm doing. That's when the accounting finally gets caught up to the original state of Hawaii where the divorce actually happened, it's years and there's really no way to prove it. I have no way to prove it. So
right. What ends up happening?
So go ahead.
No, it's okay. What ends up happening is that this is something that goes back to like the Clinton years when there was a lot of attention on the issue of what they call deadbeat dads. And they tried to make that more neutral, where it could be a man or a woman. But basically, the state got involved where people go, and particularly women, they know they can do this. They can do it online very easily at no charge and file a child support case against the man who they allege is the father of their child. A lot of guys don't get the notice about the court hearing, don't go to the court hearing, and instead of calculating it like it should be, the court just comes up with numbers that are estimates, and often they're very, very high, and a lot of guys don't pay, and time goes by, and it accumulates to the huge amounts of arrearage, plus interest, which is very high, 10% or more interest. And then what ends up happening is the state goes berserk. They take away your driver's license. They take away your passport, your ability to have professional licenses. They start seizing assets like bank accounts and other kinds of financial assets. They'll grab your tax return before you get it. I mean, it's just it's unbelievable.
That's what's happening now. My tax return's been completely taken.
Yeah, but you have basically the whole entire power of the federal government against you, and the state government.
I know that. Yeah.
They will kick your ass.
I'm probably lucky to even have a passport because of this.
The thing is, and I'm really, I mean, it's a completely, obviously, a separate issue. It's a tremendous sacrifice that your family has made for our country, and I appreciate it, of course, for the fact that your son is died in battle or whatever. I think that's unbelievable. I'm really sorry that happened to you. The thing that people talk about a lot of times, guys tell me, my son is 26, he's remarried or whatever, but it doesn't matter. The fact that he's an adult or he's married or he's out of school or even if he's deceased or whatever, the arrearage is still there. It doesn't go away. And it's very, very critical. And, Tom's always telling guys, right, Tom, to use condoms.
Always.
You have to be aware of, the possibility of getting a vasectomy if you don't want children. And if you do have children in a marriage or in a relationship, you definitely want to go and be proactive and, let me file for you to get custody and visitation and so forth and to do child support in family court. Because if you don't...
I have all that. I have visitation.
If you don't...
Under amazing son, yeah.
No, I understand, but if you don't do it correctly in family court, it ends up becoming this project of the state. And once they get you, as you saw, your wife was double-dipping, or your girlfriend, whatever she was double-dipping, ex-wife, I guess, but she was also collecting money from other sources, and she was kind of, basically a woman will sit there and try to figure out all her potential revenue, and if she collects money from the government in different ways, like cash aid or whatever, the state will expect you to reimburse that also. The whole thinking of the courts, particularly a judge, is that if he doesn't get it particularly from the earning person, which is typically the father, that's the one who actually has a salary, then it's going to end up coming from the coffers of the state. And that's the last thing they want. They don't want the taxpayer to pay if they can stick it to you. So whether it's fair or not, they're going to take it from you, bottom line.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would get notices from Kansas or Georgia or Missouri.
I've seen women that file multiple cases all over the place.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's amazing how skilled they are. I get calls from women who tell me, I'm 4 months pregnant. I want to apply for child support. Isn't that something?
That's why they got pregnant.
And this is what Tom always talked about, the annuity. Basically, a woman doesn't want you to write her one check. She wants to find a way to get 216, Tom, was it?
Let me see. Wait a minute.
216 monthly payments.
Yeah, 18 times 12 is 180 plus 30 is 216.
There you go. That's 216. All right. I got Rain Man over here.
That's right. Exactly. I'm a human calculator.
the point is that a woman can, you know, have you take her out for a couple of weeks and you buy her a few things. Why should she stop at that if she can get you for 18 years?
Yeah, so, you know, the way it stands now, the arrears, you know, are just gaining interest.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, if I just keep on paying the rate I am, I'll never get out from underneath it. You know, so when you guys say, you know, you could pay, you know, child support's really up to your 25, hey, that's a falsehood.
I never said that. It's not true.
Yeah. Yeah, they could probably, even after my son right now, he's 17, that's still alive. So I should not be paying child support now after he turns 18, right? But no, I mean, not the way that it's set up and with the arrears and the interest. If I don't take care of this, it's just going to be, you know, I'll be paying that till I'm 80 years old.
The bottom line is, give me a call after the show, and there are steps that you can take, and I can certainly help you. But my advice, and I hope that you repeat this to the other guys, is not to let this happen in the first place, right?
Exactly, yeah. If whoever's out there listening, man, you've got to stay on top of it. You cannot get in a dark place and let this slip. I mean, because, you know, you're going to be paying for a long time, a long, long time. Do it now.
A lot of guys, you got to know, I appreciate you saying that. A lot of guys get the letter in the mail, and they put it in a drawer. They say, oh God, I can't look at this. It's too upsetting, you know, and they just tune it out.
Well, basically, you know, from listening from you and Tom over the years, and then you just recently, I have an employee that works for me. He's an installer, and I've advised him, you know, basically what you guys have been saying on, you know, and how to go get his, because he's going through not a similar situation, but a family issue with a ex-girlfriend in Southern California, and I'm up in Northern California. He's up in Northern California. And, you know, he's been proactive now. Now he gets that letter, you know. Now he jumps on it. You know, he went down. He served, had her served in Southern California, you know, drove the 350 miles and made an effort. Instead of just putting that in, you know, the drawer or filing that piece of paper away, he knew what to do. Just by a couple of, you know, a minute sit down with me, and it's like, hey, you know, I listened to this radio program. In this case, you need to contact an attorney, and that's what he did. He contacted an attorney and a Spanish speaking attorney in Southern California, and
whatever.
Got those,
if Spanish is important to him, that's fine. But it's very critical to be proactive. And there are ways that I can help you by negotiating some of your stuff and making some kind of a payment plan or getting the interest taken off, but there's nothing like doing it right the first time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. And unfortunately, I didn't have that option because the state to state jumping around. But I guess if I did have an attorney, they probably would have been more proactive and got the accounting from the home state, which was Hawaii. And since I didn't have that resources or I ever thought of it, you know, it just slipped by and it just, you know, that interest and the arrears just keeps on accruing and accruing and accruing, and it never goes away. I'm telling you, you know, I'm a licensed contractor. I get this, you know, a notice every 2 years, you know, it's like, hey, because of your arrears, you know, we can, pull your license from, you know.
That's the fascinating thing.
Not only your driver's license, but your contractor's
license. I know any kind of license, any state license. And Tom and I talked about this, which is ironic, because if they took your contractor's license away and they took your driver's license away, then how are you going to make money to pay it?
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Isn't that absurd?
Exactly. It is absurd. Yeah. It is absurd. Yeah. And you know, they audit my bank account, so they audit me yearly,
right?
And they have a stipulation on my checking accounts. You know, I can't have more than X amount of dollars in any checking account. And if I do have those more than X amount of dollars in my checking account, they seize my assets.
Right.
And they've done it quite a few times. You know, maybe three or four times. They've gone in and cleaned me out. I mean, completely. And then you have to go back in and fight for that money.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, man. It's all I can say. It's freaking war, man. Is it war, Tom, or what?
It's always war. By the way, you guys listening, the way to stay out of a war, do not get married. Do not have kids with a chick. You want to have kids? Hire a surrogate mother and have that kid all to yourself. No custody battles. No, none of this child support nonsense. Forget it.
Exactly. Stay single.
Sounds good to me, Greg. All right, thanks a lot for the call. We're going to continue with Attorney Adam Sachs in this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Adam's here talking about divorce, family law, child support, child custody, vaginamony, all of it. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Coslow Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Coslow. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965, big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Coslow got the job done, quick, easy. Total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Coslow. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Coslow.com today. Coslow, COSTLO.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino show, especially on Gin and Juice Wednesdays.
Dino on an angry gin drunk can only be like a complete mess.
I'm really getting ugly.
I mean a complete mess. Holy shit, you are just about to witness something
destructive.
Want to get the kids out of the room? Because Dino's about to get down.
Yep. Gin mad. I'm gin mad.
He's not laid back, smoking Indo, sipping on gin.
And I have no money to have my mind on. So that's out.
Guts, glory, stupidity.
Motherfuck.
The Gary and Dino Show.
And that's just fine.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
Laid back. With a mind on the lack of money and the money on the lack of the mind. Or whatever I said.
Beyond your professor, is there anyone out there trying to help you with your finances? Or does it seem like everybody is out to screw you over? Bankers stabbing you for fees. Colleges hammering you with tuition. Government taxing the hell out of you. Worst of all, have you lost half your assets in a divorce? The world is full of financial parasites. The only problem is nobody teaches young men how to avoid them, let alone the basics of financial management and planning. Now comes Aaron Clary's new book, Bachelor Pad Economics. Aaron calls Bachelor Pad Economics the financial advice Bible for men, a roadmap that guides you in all the major financial decisions you'll make in your life, starting at the age of 14, all the way to death. Aaron insists it's an absolute must for every man of every age and can be the difference between being the impoverished sucker paying alimony or the millionaire playboy with a full bullpen. It's available on Amazon in both paperback and Kindle. Bachelor Pad Economics. Be smart. Buy it today.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank,
We are here at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-TOM. Bonus hour here with divorce attorney Adam Sachs. 901-3000-866. Before we run out of time here, Adam, tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Well, you know, I answer my own phone, Tom.
I know.
Please call me toll-free at 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. And you can also email me, adam@adamlawyer.com, or check my website, www.adamlawyer.com. Always happy to talk to you.
Look at these calls we have coming in here for Adam at 901-3000-TOM. James in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, what up, Adam?
Hey, what's going on? Rancho Cucamonga.
Good question. Yes, sir. So I got this coworker, and he got into a car accident after a drunken night, and he had his kids in the back seat.
Oh, my God.
This, you know, by the way, this was a plot on a TV show recently.
No way.
Yeah, there's a TV show on Showtime called Episodes with Matt LeBlanc playing himself. And in the show, he is driving back from a party where he drank some champagne and was drunk and had his two kids in the backseat and got pulled over and arrested for DUI.
How do you know all this pop culture stuff, Tom?
You put it this way. I have the titanium package for DirecTV.
I have the time.
I've got a server that can record five channels at once.
When do you watch them?
2 a.m., 3 a.m., late at night.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, this happened to the Matt LeBlanc character, Matt LeBlanc playing a fictionalized version of himself. It just happened.
What didn't that happen to was Zamboro, one of those rock stars or whatever?
Maybe.
I don't know. But anyway, you know, they really don't like it when not only were you drunk driving, but you were endangering children, you know, particularly your own. Yeah. I don't, is your friend
didn't
in the middle
that,
of...
Didn't that comedian Paula right. Poundstone do that with her adopted kids?
Oh, sorry to hear it.
Yeah, it's a while ago.
Is your friend in the middle of some kind of custody fight?
No, he's not, but
he's about to be.
If he gets a felony, he's pretty much fired from his job, and that's his concern right now. So, another thing, he hit the other driver, and they got hurt, so he got hit up with three felonies.
Yeah, you know, there's different levels of drunk driving, and, you know, people usually talk about the first offense, which is serious enough, but you're not usually going to go to jail for just getting pulled over drunk driving and so forth. They're going to give you fines and classes and probation. But if someone's injured, or if there's significant property damage, or there are other extenuating circumstances like you're describing, like children in the car or whatever, it's not a joke. And we also talk about the ripple effect, which is very significant. Tonight I'm talking about family law, but we've talked about the different aspects of criminal law as well. In the context of family law, getting a DUI or getting arrested for, you know, drugs or whatever can have a significant impact on a custody disagreement or any kind of custody problem you're having. And in the context of criminal law, if you work, you know, in something to do with cars, or you're driving tractor trailers or whatever you're doing, I mean, they're not going to let you drive company cars if you're a salesman, if you have a DUI. The company's
right.
not going to let you do that. No way. So it's going to have a big effect on a lot of things. I've always talked about how guys tell me, oh, the hell with it. I'm just going to plead guilty. I want to get it over with. And I tell them, you know, you can't just get it over with.
Right. So what are his chances of these getting dropped to misdemeanors if this is his first offense? I don't
try to drop it to misdemeanors. I try to deal with it. I try to, you know, get it head on. And if he doesn't have any other record or whatever, but it's very serious stuff. And, you know, give him my number. I'll be happy to talk to him. But you got to take it 100% seriously. And by the way, what the hell was he doing in that situation anyway? That's pretty stupid.
Dude, I don't know, man. I got on his ass for that. And, you know, this could happen to anybody. Just, you know, just don't drink and drive. That's all I got to say about that.
And if you do, don't do it with your kids in the backseat.
What the hell is that about?
Hell no.
Now, that's ignorant.
I don't get that.
You know,
right,
one of the things
I'm
that well, one of the things that was really upsetting that Tom and I were just talking about with Philip Seymour Hoffman is that apparently his kids were like at the park, and he was supposed to pick them up
in Greenwich Village, one block from his apartment.
So he's sitting there sticking the needle in there, and the kids are supposed to get picked up in 20 minutes, and he never showed up because he was fucking dead. What kind of horrible thing? Those poor kids.
Man.
Imagine what they're going to have to go through now.
Oh, God.
Of course, you have to wonder why the former girlfriend was popping out kids with a guy who was in and out of rehab.
Oh, come on. Women love that, Tom.
I know they do, but it should be mentioned. Like, if your boyfriend is going through rehab, maybe you don't have kids with him. What about that?
You are going to get that magic vagina and fix
him. I can fix him.
You're damn right.
He's a tortured soul. I'm going to fix him.
My special love.
Oh, he's such a lovable person. He just needs a little loving care.
He's just a little misunderstood.
Yay.
I love that.
Fred in North Hollywood, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
How's it going, Tom?
Great.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going, Adam? Hey, listen, I got a question for you. I'm 31 years old. I have a 14-year-old child. And me and my ex, we get along great.
I'm always a little apprehensive when people tell me that.
Before you jump the gun,
All right, wait a second. Let me ask you one thing before you continue, okay? If your ex and you were doing so great, why didn't you stay married?
No, we were never married. We were only kids.
Okay, whatever. Why didn't you stay together? How's that?
Because she started effing around.
But we get along great.
We get along great. She's a dishonest bitch.
You know what? Well, we have a great relationship now.
She calls out Fred's name every time she's fucking somebody else.
Hey, as long as that's all right. But hey, listen, I got a question, though. I got a question. No, as far as a relationship as being parents, or we're there for our child, like I said, I see my kid.
That's a good thing. Okay. I'll give you props. I'll give you props for something.
Well, thanks, man. At least give me that, man. I didn't have Tom when I was 15 years old, so I didn't know how to strap it up, you know? My bad. You know, I found them later. But anyways, I've been paying child support through checks and money.
Wait a second. If she loves you so much, she makes you pay child support?
I never said she loved me. I never said she loved me or anything like that.
It's all about the bottom line with her?
It's just strictly, dude. We don't talk about. We don't even fight like or anything like that. We have a really good relationship as far as just being parents. All we are is parents. She doesn't ask me who I'm with. Fucking around with. I don't do the same thing. It's just strictly about the boy. I love it that way, and it's been working out for me. I only have a legal question, you know.
If you are paying with money orders, you're out of your fucking mind. Okay.
All right.
You should pay like the rest of us pay with a checking account so that it's trackable and provable.
It's not enough. No.
The problem is if there's ever any question about it and she comes up back and says you never made the payments. Okay. The problem that I found with crazy people, and this is a great truth, Tom. Crazy people believe their own lies. Okay. And so if this woman goes off on a tangent someday and says that you never paid her, okay, you're not going to be able to reason with her because she'll believe it. She'll sincerely believe that you never paid her. And you'll say to her, honey, I paid you. And she'll say, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. You never did. Okay.
But even I got the proof of it.
You want to whip out a checkbook and say, here's the checks. Here's the backs. Here's the cancellations. Here's when you cash them. Here's the account you put them in. You don't want to have some chicken shit money orders, man. Come on.
No. Well, like I said, I mean, I've only been able to do that for the past 4 years. I've been doing that, but in the beginning, it was nothing but checks. The reason why is because I've been on and off jobs. I wasn't sure about, you know, I'm really bad with money. So, sorry to hear it. Everything. So it's just kind of like
what do we
have?
Money Monday. What's that?
Money Monday. Yes.
You got to give Tom a try on Monday.
But you know, like I said, you know, it's you know, I'm just now, you know. Getting my shit together. So I'll make a suggestion. People ignoring it, and you know, every time I get that paper in the mail, you know, from child support services.
Are you Scott Farrell?
I give her a call and I tell her, hey, I'm getting these letters again.
Can you give them
a call and let them know, you know, because they just want to know, like, if the child's being cared for, you know.
So you're telling, essentially, she's your lawyer and she calls child support for you.
Well, she calls them to tell her no, you know, he's being taken care for, and she's been doing that for the past 13 years. I mean, I've been putting my part, She's been putting her part. It's no BS around it. You know, I ain't trying to fucking, you know, oh, well, not pay 1 month, not pay 2 months. I'm there every single month, dude. Like, paying the exact amount. It doesn't go higher. It doesn't go lower. She doesn't ask for no more money or less money. She just expects the same.
Can't so, you just go to a credit union? Can't you just go to a credit union and start a free checking account?
By giving her money order, oh, then, yeah, God. From now on, I will be it's giving her a planet. Check from now on.
All right, Tom. Now we got to stop, okay?
Yes.
The bottom line, if you understand...
That's the longest sentence I ever heard. And I do think that's Scott Farrell, by the way.
All right, well, whoever it is, I'm sure he's a nice guy. He's going to pay her with a money order no matter what I tell him to do. Did you see that? Okay.
Yes.
He's not taking my advice. He is not listening. He doesn't
really...
He doesn't
want advice. He wants the old rubber stamp. Good work there, Scott. Good work.
Now, I'm telling him for the third time that it's not a good idea, and I don't agree with it, and he shouldn't do it. And he's telling me in this sentence without a breath so that I can't get a word in that he's doing it anyway because he's not good with money, whatever that means.
Welcome to my world where people never shut up. They just keep using the word and. And they sound like Scott Farrell.
I think they know that they're paying you by the minute, Tom, so they got to get all the words in. You know?
But they're not paying me by the minute.
Well, it seems like they
I should have been out of here this hour already, but I'm not. Listen to this guy going on and on and on.
No, but I think that, you know, when you're very committed to doing something, there has to be a reason. You have to ask yourself if it makes sense. And in this case, it doesn't. And you have to be able to walk away from that. You have to be able to ask yourself, am I being crazy? You know, there are still free checking accounts, right, Tom, if you can keep like a $1,000 balance or whatever?
Well, especially if you go to like a credit union, which I've been recommending to guys for some time
now. Credit union, but the point is why don't you set up a checking account just to pay your child support?
Mm-hmm.
And this way it's completely separate. It's in a different thing. It's different entries. You only write a couple checks a month. I think if you write less than 10
checks
a month or something.
You got to pay a few bucks for a money
whatever,
order, don't
man.
You?
Yeah, by the
you
way,
pay, when you have a free checking account, you pay nothing.
I didn't even think of that. Of course that's true. All right, so what's the point?
No, there's the point right there. Give everybody your phone number again.
You can reach me at 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. And I answer my own phone, believe it or not.
We love that. Adam Sachs, you hear him every Tuesday. If you want to call Adam live, it's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. He's here live, for Christ's sake.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit.
901-3000 Tom.
This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, Dino.
You better believe it, baby.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, and get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers admits to playing air guitar at halftime of the Super Bowl. But he has an explanation for it.
Well, hold on. If that's the case, let me tell you something. I've performed for the Super Bowl so many times. I've already done it today. And I'm good.
The bowl you smoked?
No, that's air guitar.
Oh.
I wish I smoked a bowl.
We
ran
line,
into such flack the last time
you,
I did.
Right?
I don't
know.
Want to do
you
it.
You took a lot of heat for that.
That sucks.
Don't be doing that on the job, be... especially with all this conversation going on.
I know. I thought it'd be embraced. I guess not.
Not so much. Flea said that it's clear that the NFL, right from the very beginning, said that they did not want to do a live mix. They said they would do live vocals, but that they would do pre-recorded bass and electric and drum tracks, and that was the deal. They said it was just too complicated to try to pull off a perfect mix.
I guess. They could come up with all the excuses they want. You're talking about guys who've been playing together for like 70 years. They're almost 100 years old.
Yeah, but
they
you
know what to do.
They know what to do, but the sound guys know what to do. You know, they just wanted to make it easy on themselves and not have to do a full mix. So that's what they did. The vocals were live. The instruments were not.
Well, I think they should really consider doing it live. Everybody else has done it live, including crappy performers.
What are you talking about? I don't think that's the case at all. Beyonce didn't, and there was a million different people.
Well, then she felt bad for not doing it, so she should have done it.
Right.
These guys should have done it. Yeah. I think Tom Petty did it. He did it live.
Yeah.
He doesn't fuck around. That's Old Man River, and he did it. They should do it. Thank you.
All right. They said, by the way, that they didn't immediately respond to the NFL when they were asked to do the halftime show. That they thought it over for a while.
Yeah, maybe they were high.
It'll be like a lifetime, you know, once in a lifetime goof. But then you got to play Airbase in front of people, in front of the whole world.
Well, I could do that.
The show that was watched the most of any show ever in the history of shows, and you're playing Airbase. That's kind of suck, dude.
You know what, though? If they're that good, you know, there's so much ballyhoo surrounding the fucking Chili Peppers. You know what? Play it live or don't do it at all.
Do it live. We're doing it live.
Come on, Bill.
Fucking thing sucks.
We'll do it live. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Right. Fucking thing sucks!
16 children as young as 13 were rescued from the sex trade.
All right.
Busted in Sting.
For the Sting operation?
Bunch of pimps and shit.
All right. You know Sting would play live.
16 children, some as young as 13, dude. That's unbelievable.
Well, this was a big moment for everybody, and they knew they could make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that's the arrest amount people the amount of people arrested.
God damn it, dude! Jesus. Guys really out there paying to do 13-year-olds. That's unbelievable.
Oh, the sick fucks, believe me. And by the way, just because those people in town had a lot of money doesn't mean that they can't be sick fucks. And there's your proof.
By the way, word now from the LA Times that teacher who confessed via YouTube when she didn't even know she was being recorded has confessed to the police.
Already?
Yeah.
Yeah. She must not have an attorney.
She must not have an attorney. And apparently there are a lot more
There's going to be a couple of people coming to town.
Yeah. It's not going to be good. Not looking good for Woody Allen either.
No, this is another messed up situation. Because everybody in the Farrow family, I'm quite certain, Mia Farrow is the former wife of our friend Woody. And everybody is coming to the aid and the assistance of the Farrow family. The latest person, Dylan Farrow stepped up and said, yes, this happened. And now Mia Farrow, of course, is saying that Woody molested their daughter.
Well, sure. She said this way back in 1992. She was saying this stuff. In fact, if you go to TMZ right now, they have footage of her on WNYW, Fox 5 in New York, saying these things back in 1992. But everybody thought she was absolutely nuts. And by the way, they were right.
Oh, definitely.
She's as nutty as they come.
Mm-hmm.
But
not enough to have sex with a child. I don't care how crazy you are. It doesn't make anybody be a particular way.
Yeah.
And by the way, I got to hand it to our friend Mia. If the picture I'm looking at is from...
Oh, come on. No.
Okay.
No. Don't tell me that Mia Farrow is hot.
No, I was just saying that she hasn't changed, and she looks exactly the same as she does in 1992.
Okay.
I'd probably throw her an F. Who are we kidding?
Trying to verify if this is true, TMZ has had it up all day, saying that Katy Perry stopped by with John Mayer at the Spearmint Rhino in Santa Barbara around 11 o'clock after the game on Sunday.
Can we just take John Mayer's name out of
this?
I don't want to... You know what? The TMZ has a story that says Katy Perry went to a strip club.
I'm not going to have Mayer wreck it. You drop thousands of dollars tipping the strippers. I don't know.
There are pictures, though.
There's pictures of her posing with some girls. That's all we got.
With some alleged...
I read on some other website that said that one of Katy Perry's friends is saying that she wasn't there at all. Okay. That's bullshit. But I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, a girl, if she did, that's really great of her. She showed up with her big knockers and no makeup.
Love to get Katy Perry in a strip club.
And, right. You know, I don't want John to take away from the story.
Right.
Katy Perry maybe went to Spearmint Rhino in Santa Barbara. Maybe. I didn't even know they had a Spearmint Rhino
Didn't know
in Santa
either.
Barbara.
It doesn't seem like that kind of town, but
and,
you know, everybody loves strippers.
Tell you
doesn't
what,
matter where you go.
Next time
every
a little,
town should have them.
Next time there's a little trip maybe up to the ranch, we have to stop off at the Spearmint Rhino.
Get down.
The hell
get
we
down.
Doing?
Finally a pick alert for you. Barbara Folly on her Instagram account in a bikini. Hot pink.
Oh, yeah.
Hot pink.
And our girl delivers times 100.
Always. Yeah, follow that, man.
She is the greatest Israeli to
whatever
ever
you
exist.
Want to call her.
I know they have others that have made changes across the globe and world for all of time. But this girl really does a great job.
She certainly does. There's plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
I'm Yogi Bear.
Be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. There's a brand new show for you every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Guys, do you hate waking up with a nasty hangover after a night of drinking? How about wasting most of the next day trying to recover, getting back to normal? Well, those days are over. Now you can wake up refreshed and ready to go. Introducing the all-natural enzyme supplement called Booze Burner. Now, they say Booze Burner is specifically formulated to burn up booze, so you wake up feeling great. Just take Booze Burner with a glass of water when you start drinking, and you're good to go, whether it's beer, wine, or spirits. And if you're going particularly hard, you can even take a few more throughout the night. They even say that Booze Burner has been proven effective using a police-issued breathalyzer to reduce your blood alcohol content and speed up recovery time. You owe it to yourself to stay in the game. Just go to booze-burner.com. Order now and get free shipping in the continental U.S. Stop suffering. It's Booze Burner at booze-burner.com.
This is the new normal.